Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Little Ash Collection, Little Ash, Books 1 to 10, written by Ash Barty and Jasmine McGoey, and read by Ella Ferris.
Hi there. My name is Ashley. I'm 7 years old. My big sisters, Ali and Sarah, call me Ash. In fact, almost everyone does. Today is the first day of year two. It's a big day, and I'm a little worried. Not about school. I love school. Plus, I already know that my best friend James will be in my class. No, I'm actually worried because this week I have to pick the sport I'm going to play on the weekends for the whole entire year. But I don't know what to choose. I'm relieved to see James at the school gates. When I see James, I forget my worries. So I tell him my best joke while we walk to our classroom with my mum. Why did the kangaroo cross the road? I ask. I don't know, Ash. Why did the kangaroo cross the road? He asks. James is always super interested in my jokes. Oh no, have you forgotten the punchline again? That's the trouble with the jokes I tell. I often forget the funny bit. Never mind. Now, Ash, Mum says, we are at the Year 2 classroom door. Don't forget to think about what sport you want to play this year, okay? Nervous butterflies go wild in my tummy. Okay, Mum. She gives me a hug. Her hugs are the best. They are soft and comfy. I could fall asleep in Mum's hug. After she leaves, James and I wait outside our classroom door. I heard your mum ask what sport you want to play this year, he says. Will you choose softball again? I shake my head. No way. I've tried netball, softball, karate, and gymnastics. And they were fun, but they didn't give me that tingling feeling in my hands and feet. You know that feeling? The one that tells you that you love what you're doing. James nods, but then our new teacher arrives before he can answer.
Hello, class. My name is Mr. Howard. Come inside.
Mr. Howard is super tall. He's almost as tall as the door. He gives us a big smile and tells us to sit on the floor. I need your help, I say to James as we sit down together, or I won't be able to pick a sport by the end of this week. Got it, he says. James is the best friend I could ever ask for. But even with James's help, I am nervous. What if I can't find a sport that I absolutely love? What if I get stuck with a sport that I absolutely hate for a whole year?